second Wednesday, but it is a Wednesday, which is good enough for us to get Eric Hatch keeping it real with Eric Hatch in the studio.
Always glad to be here with the endorsement of good enough to be here.
It's a good enough. It's Wednesday. That means it's a good enough time to have you. I want to ask you some questions. I do want to get this traffic report out real quick.
You bet.
Standstill traffic on I-94 westbound by the tri-level. How many times have I had to say the tri-level over the last 4 days?
What's the tri-level?
The loop de loop.
Sure. Yeah, the hitch and the get 'em up and the
intersection between I-29 and I-94.
The loop de loop. You loop around. But a bunch of different ways. Take a couple loops and you go a different direction.
Three levels of road service.
Try.
Tyler Axness on KFGO. Hey, there's an accident. There's a standstill by the thing on the road.
A loop de loop. You loop around and you start going a different direction. That's the tri-level.
I've never heard it called the tri-level.
Yeah, and I tried to give a creative explanation for you, and you just stepped all over it.
Well, why not say just the intersection of I-29 and I-94?
Because that would have been too simple. I'm a complex man.
We've now wasted a minute of my show.
you asked the question.
I brought this on myself. Yes, you're right. Yeah.
Take ownership of it, please, Eric. You know what? You had questions waiting for you like 2 hours ago.
That's so fun.
For you.
That's so fun. I hope that people are still listening.
After that comment, probably not. Loop de loop. I'm done. Never coming back. Tyler, question for Hatch Realty. Is a guaranteed cash offer I see on billboards a good, fair cash offer?
So I think what they're alluding to, I don't see any guaranteed cash offer signs in Fargo. However, we do offer the guaranteed cash offer. If you go to Minneapolis, you'll see Chris Lindahl. You'll see a red backdrop and his arms spread out across the entire billboard. The guy is an aggressive marketer. He has a plane flying around Minneapolis with the big placard behind saying guaranteed offer. And Chris has made a name for himself, some positive, some negative with his marketing. But the guy's got cojones for days to be able to do that. Here's what a guaranteed offer is it is a direct offer from investors that say, listen, you can choose to sell to an investor and push the easy button. You remember those? Was it the Best Buy commercials, Tyler, that had the easy button?
I want to say Office Depot.
Yeah, maybe. Either way, it was some store by the
great
loop,
marketing
by the loop de loop up by the trial level. and so you would push that easy button, then everything would be subsequently easier. And that's what an immediate offer is. That's what a guaranteed offer is. We have our Snap offer program, and it works like this. Is it dime for dime your best deal? No, you're choosing the most convenience. You're choosing to avoid the biggest stressors that sellers have. And Zillow did a study years ago saying, what are the biggest stressors that sellers have? And money was number three. Number one and number two are uncertainty and interruptions. Mm-hmm. Now, rewind the clock back to 6 or 12 months ago when we were still in our COVID market. And folks, if you don't know this, the COVID market of real estate for about 2+ years was insanely white hot. You could put a house on the market, and even if it was in dilapidated shape, you would probably see an offer or two or five or 10 on your property. Now, those days are over. Those days are behind us. And so now, if somebody's looking at their property saying like, oh, I got to fix up so much stuff. I have so much work to do for my place. I have all of these honey-do lists that I've never got done. My property is ransacked, or I need to get out of Dodge quickly. Those are the types of people that'll entertain an immediate offer, a guaranteed offer, or a Snap offer. And so we offer this to all of our sellers, and we get the phone ringing off the hook for it because people simply want to know, what will an investor pay for my property? Clear and true math, because people want the honest truth, is it's about 70 cents on the dollar. Let's say you have a house that's $300,000. The investor is going to offer you around 210. And you may be thinking, why would I give up $90,000 in equity? Well, let's talk about what happens if you list your house traditionally. You list your house traditionally, it's going to sit on the market for 45 days, and then it's going to take another 45 days to close. So that's 3 months. You're going to get, in today's market, through the month of November, you're going to get 95 cents on the dollar. So you're going to immediately knock off $15,000. You're going to pay 6-7% in real estate commissions. And so that means you're going to pay $18,000 to $21,000. Let's say $20,000. So we've now had 3 months of hold time. We've had $20,000 in commissions. And we've had a price reduction and the final sales price of $15,000. So we've knocked how much money off of this in terms of holding costs and expenses and stressors and all the projects that you're going to have to do as well. And so if you compare those two options of selling traditionally and selling with a guaranteed offer, people are going to sometimes say, well, I at least want to know what I'm going to get for this, because that's 70 cents on the dollar. There's no fees. You can leave all your crap in your house. You don't have to take anything with you. We get folks who are moving on to oftentimes like assisted living, and they maybe don't have family members that can help them out. We get to jump in and help out. And people get guaranteed money. There's no stress. There's no interruptions. There's no uncertainty. You can close in as little as like 2 weeks and just take your money and head out of Dodge. And for some people, it's a great opportunity. But for most people, they're still going to choose the maximum value over the maximum convenience.
The uncertainty is the most stressful part of the whole thing.
Yeah.
And yet, right when you think, okay, this is going quite smoothly, I mean, that's when it, all of a sudden it hits the fan. Mm-hmm. But thankfully, it all becomes resolved at some point, right?
Yeah.
Another question for you. From when you first started, how long was it before you sold your first property? Getting personal on here.
Yeah, how deep? Well, I'm a Pisces, first of all. If we're going to get really personal, I'll let you in. I don't know my blood type, but it's red. So that's as much as I know about that. So I got licensed in 2005, the very end of 2005. And didn't you know, it was an old KFGO guy, Jason Spies, who got me into real estate. Jason Spies and I used to work at the Shack together in North Fargo in the mid-90s. I was in high school. He was in college. He taught me how to gamble. Don't know if I'm thankful for that or not, but he taught me how to gamble. I got to hang out with this cool older guy. He's the guy that got me on the radio, and he's the guy that got me into real estate. So has done some unbelievable things in my life and then taught me how to gamble. So he didn't hit a 10 out of 10, Jason, on that one. But nonetheless, I got licensed end of 2005 and really started in 2006. And Tyler, I want you to guess, how many houses my first year do you think I sold?
I'm going to go with 4.
Oh, that's kind of you. Yeah. You were 4 off.
Yeah, 8 does.
No. The other way. I sold 0 houses. I was full-time in the ministry. I was working at First Lutheran Church in downtown Fargo, and I got my license because I had a gambling addiction. Yeah. Talk about a walking contradiction here. Welcome to confession, everybody. I had this addiction from my mom passed away when I was 21, and I inherited enough money to pay off my student loans, and then I was left with like 10 grand, and I put 5 grand away into like life insurance policies, and the other 5 grand I used to become a professional poker player. And so I was
hot back then.
It was so hot back then. And I was pretty good. And then all of a sudden my addiction took over. So I would play faster and for higher stakes. And it was just really troublesome. And so Jason knew of my gambling woes, and he's like, hey, you're good with people, Hatch. You should sell houses. And he was doing it on the side. I'm like, I'll do it on the side. This sounds great. My first year, I sold 0 houses, because selling a house takes a massive amount of trust and knowledge. And I think I had the trust of folks outside of my degenerate gambling habits. I've been clean now since 2008, so that's super fun. I'm 14 and a half years in of being clean. But I found myself really like, this game is a lot harder than I expected. Real estate didn't come easy because I didn't know anything about the knowledge of houses. I knew how to sell and communicate and talk with people, but I didn't know the product. That was just a memorization thing in all actuality. It was an education that I had to get, but I knew people. And so my second year, still part-time, I sold 8 houses. And then I sold, so that was 2008, I sold 8 houses. 2009, I sold 10. 2010, I sold 24. And then I went full-time, and then I sold 52, and then 192, and then 246, and then 411. Last year, we sold 1,024 houses, making us the number 35 real estate team in the country. And so how did I become a success? It's not an overnight success. It's clawing my way to understand how this game works.
When I think about that time frame of 2007, 2008, you know, in the housing bubble.
How's that for timing?
Yeah. Okay, diving in, all of a sudden you see that avalanche happening, not necessarily here, but just nationally. Yeah, that backdrop couldn't have been something that was comforting either.
People who are jumping into real estate right now, they're getting an education. People who jumped into real estate the last 3 years had it easy. The fish were jumping in the boat. And now it's a harder market. This is actually the best time to get into real estate. It's like right now, simply because if you can make it in a market that is normalized or a little more difficult than what it was the previous season, you're going to be able to make it in any market. And so I got to sharpen my sword in a difficult, difficult market in the mid-2000s, and have since gone on to have so much fun in this. We've now sold as a company almost 7,000 houses. Pretty wild.
That's incredible. Across just the upper Midwest here.
Yeah, that's every house in Fargo, by the way. We sold them all.
Not at all. Sold mine.
Thank you for that. Yeah. So people outside of the area, they'll be like, "Have you sold every house in Fargo?" I'm like, "No, not at all." Like we have about an 8 or 9% market share here locally, and then we're in Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Detroit Lakes.
Eric Catch, he's here for you. You got a question? Send it in to 35270. You can call us as well, 237-5948. He is with you this whole hour for all your real estate advice. He's Eric Catch. I'm Tyler Raxton. You're listening to KFGO. KFGO time is 4:23 Wednesday. Keeping it real with Eric Catch is on these very airwaves. Eric, you were mentioning when we were talking about the cash offer about, you know, you're looking around trying to figure out, if I have to update this. You know, we're in that winter month right now. Well, winter months. There's going to be a lot of them.
This is a long month, buddy.
It's going to feel like a lifetime. The last 2 weeks have felt like a month. But, you know, houses act a little different. You know, during the winter, all of a sudden you realize, man, this window it's not as, you know, weatherized as what I would hope to be. I mean, is there any advice if someone's thinking about, I want to sell this house maybe within the next year, should they be looking at things that they should upgrade or?
Man, you get exposed to all the issues of your house in the middle of winter.
Uh-huh.
The drafts that are there, the lack of insulation when you see some ice start to accumulate on your roof, all those things will show themselves. It's a really great time to expose those issues. And I've heard somebody say this once, and I hated it when they said it. And I'm like, shoot, there's truth to it, but I don't like it as the truth. And somebody said, you know what? You should always sell your house in the winter because it hides all your exterior problems. And I'm like, oh, like, yeah, you can't see the shingles quite like you can. You can't see the grade around the property. You can't see the dead landscaping or the lack of landscaping. I'm like, that's just not the way I want to play the game. That's not the way I encourage people to. But certainly exterior problems are more easily hidden in the middle of winter. So if you are a buyer right now, I'd challenge you to say, make sure that you are doing some research, maybe talking to some neighbors saying, hey, what do I need to know about this place that I can't see with the naked eye? Make sure you always, always, always do a home inspection to investigate all of those things that the naked eye won't show you. And even a home inspection in the middle of winter misses some things. Mm-hmm. Now, on the flip side, on the flippity flip, as you were talking about, Tyler, we're going to catch you on the flippity flip. And I hope you know that reference. No?
Help me out.
It's from The Office. Okay.
Okay.
When Michael Scott is leaving the warehouse and he's playing basketball and he's trying to do the backward shot, he keeps saying, "I'll catch you guys on the flippity flip."
Yeah, I think he's trying it.
Okay. And it takes 20 shots for him to make it.
You know what? Jokes are always much more.
It's hysterical
it's
that
great
I explain
when
it.
You explain it. God, I'm sorry I put you in that situation.
No, I feel embarrassed for you. I feel good.
Yeah,
no, I feel good about me.
Don't worry, it's all you today.
That's right. If you are looking to sell your house and you're thinking maybe spring is the time. This is you're not going to change your shingles right now, and you're not going to probably replace your windows. You're going to mitigate those problems, and this is the time to actually get on the list for people. Because if one thing has been true over the last 3 years is that contractors have been hard to get committed to projects on a timely fashion. So if you show up in June and say, I think I want to get my shingles changed out, you maybe are on the list for October.
Yeah.
But if you show up on the list now in December, you're going to be first or second. My wife and I, in a lake property that we had purchased, we knew that we needed a new deck, and we were the first people on the list. And I can't tell you how great it was that the moment the snow melted, that project was taken care of. Like, it was so fantastic because we didn't have to delay and wait until the middle of summer when it was just chaotic, when we wanted to actually use the deck. So This is still the time, whether you're moving or not, call those contractors, call those tradespeople, and get on their list. It's a wise choice.
Yeah, I've been pondering that when it comes to a fence, I think, that we're going to be adding. It's like, well, you know what, now's the time.
Uh-huh.
Get on that list. I'm not waiting until August of next year.
Are you handy? Can you put up a fence yourself?
Yes.
Okay.
Do I want to?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
And plus,
you got that sweet radio money, so yeah, you may as well start investing that.
Making it rain on the property of just whatever improvements we need.
You got tens of dollars coming your way.
Yes, I can buy a post, one post per month. So by this time next year, I'll have a full fence.
That's right, on one side of your property.
Yeah, just on one side. The other three sides are going to have to wait for a whole year after. Messages in. You think about this during KFGO News.
Yes, sir.
Should sellers use this time for selling in the spring, or is the winter market still strong?
Oh, great question.
That question, you give us an answer after we get everyone caught up. Your local news headlines with KFGO. Ryan Janke will get you all the latest there. You got a road condition you want to get out as well, you can get a hold of us at 237-5948 or text in safely to 35270. Eric Catch is with you for another half hour. You got a question, now's your time. Free real estate advice right here on KFGO. Red Hot Chili Peppers are coming to town.
This doesn't sound like the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
But I'm just saying, you got the Chili Peppers, you got Shania. Was it Motley Crue and Def Leppard?
Yeah.
You get those three options, but you can only go to one. Eric Catch, which one did you go to?
Chili Peppers all day.
Yeah, same.
Blood Sugar Sex Magik was like part of my childhood. In fact, it was a 44-day period, and I've seen it on the internet, so it must be true, where Nirvana's Nevermind and Pearl Jam's 10 and Soundgarden's, I forget the name of their album. And,
I can picture the
Yeah, art, and then Red Hot Chili Peppers and Guns N' Roses' Use Your Illusion 1 and 2, that all came out within like a 44-day period. Those were the sounds of my youth. And so, although I've seen Shania in concert, I've never seen the Chili Peppers. I'm choosing Chili Peppers all day.
Well, you chose correctly.
Thank you.
How was Shania in concert, though?
Gosh.
Be honest. Look, I've gone to some concerts where I didn't expect much and I was blown away.
I'm down for songs that I know the words to, and I'll, you know.
Any
Man of Mine?
Whose Bed Have Your Boots Been Under? That was the one that you sang, right?
Oh, that's my jam. Yeah.
We had teased you with a question before at KFGO News. I do want to remind you that I-94 traffic is backed up. I saw a photo from a commuter out there. Ugh. Keep it slow. 237-5948 is how you can let us know about those traffic reports. Should sellers use this time for selling in the spring, or is the winter market still strong? Came in.
Yes is the answer. I'm going to give a specific answer, but I need to paint the background for it. So the winter market right now, through November, the average property sits on the market 45-ish days. A traditional balanced market is 120 to 180 days of how long that house will take to sell. So we're still very much selling quickly. Sellers are still at an advantage. Compound that, and we saw in the month of November, the market was down about 40% for sales. And so what happens right now is that buyers are simply looking around saying, I don't like what I see. And so when a new house does come on, there will be a massive amount of buyers that are interested in your property. In fact, more buyers look at properties in our area in December, January, and February than any other months of the year. And the reason why is because you have holidays, you have snow days, you have days with very limited daylight. Isn't it solstice today? Right?
Yeah, I think it's solstice today. Longest night of the year.
Yeah. And so what do you do is you sit on the internet and you poke around and you look at some houses over at hatchrealty.com and you get some views out there. And so if you're considering selling your house, I'll tell you, there's some major advantages to selling right now. However, the amount of buyers that will come out in the spring will be certainly more than the buyers that are looking right now. The buyers that are looking right now are more serious. I think you'll still get a strong offer on your property. There's no more important time to sell and no better time to sell than right now, because I know what's happening today. Interest rates had spiked up. We were in the about 3% interest rate. They went up to like 7%, and people lost their minds saying no house is ever going to sell again. Now interest rates are back in about the 6%. And in fact, there's options for you to do buy downs. You can do what's called a 2-1 buy down. It works like this. You can get locked into your interest rate. Let's say you lock into 6% today. The first year, the seller has to, this is a negotiation that you'd use with your realtor. The seller's going to pay, let's say, $8,000 in closing costs. That $8,000 gets put into an escrow account and it buys down your interest rate for 2 years. The first year is the 2. So instead of being a 6% interest rate, you subtract 2 from that. So you're at a 4% interest rate for year 1. In year 2, you're at a 5% interest rate. And then year 3 and beyond, you're back and locked in at that 6%. And so I can tell you that right now, if you're choosing to sell your house, buyers are who are knowledgeable of that and they want to find the best deal, they're going to jump on properties. In the spring, you'll have more buyers, but you'll also have more sellers. And I can't tell you what interest rates are going to do. I will never hold my breath for where I think it's going. I'll only tell you how to capitalize today.
Very good. Let's go to the phone lines, 237-5948, and we'll connect with Mark. Mark, thanks for calling. Eric Hatch is here for any question you got for him.
Hey, Eric. This is, I don't know, maybe more of a tax question or not. So we're thinking about my kid's a senior in high school, so we're thinking about selling our home in Fargo and buying a lake home. So if I find a lake home here anytime soon, I mean, I can, you know, have two homes for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But so how does that work? I mean, how soon do you have to sell your home to, you know, not get caught for whatever?
Yeah, I think
capital gains.
So capital gains is an interesting thing, and it's unique in every situation, depending on how long you've lived there, if it's been an investment property or not. I'll tell you that one of the deciding factors, Mark, that people use if they're looking to purchase a lake home as well and make it their permanent residence is not property tax, but income tax. And income tax can get you a little bit. As an example, I know of a family, and I'm just going to be very vague with this. I know of a family who lives in Minnesota full-time, but they still own a property in North Dakota. They own a condo, and they choose to list their condo as their permanent residence. The reason why is because...
That's kind of my situation.
Okay. Yep, so...
But I mean, right now, we have a full... We have a Rambler right now, but okay. I mean, I think we'd have a condo in Fargo too. But
yeah, I see that move a lot where somebody would choose to move to a condo and you're still using it. You're still coming to Fargo and you're probably listing that as your permanent residence. I am not here giving tax advice to people. I need to be very clear with that. I'm not a tax expert. It's not my fault for the choices that you make, but I do know of people that will say, even though I'm spending a lot of time at the lake, I still want North Dakota to be my permanent residence for tax purposes. And so if people choose to go down that route, that's between you and the IRS and God. And I'm here to just say, I'd love to sell your house in Fargo and sell you a lake place. How about that?
I was just curious, though, how soon do you have to sell? Okay, so let's say I don't buy a condo in Fargo.
Yep.
And let's say I want to live here till we'll list my house in May because my kids are going to graduate in May. And then, but I buy a house now in February in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Close in April or whatever.
Yeah, great question. So to my understanding, Mark, wherever you live for 6 months and a day as your permanent residence is where you will be claiming as your income tax spot, right? So if you own your Fargo home until July 1st, it doesn't matter how long you've owned your Minnesota home. In 2023, your taxes, and this is to my assumption, I'm not a tax expert, so again, I'm giving you my suggestion, but I believe if you're there 106 months and a day in your Fargo house, that's where you would file your income tax. Now, in 2024, if you're a full-time Minnesota resident and you haven't purchased something in North Dakota that you're claiming as your full-time residence, then in 2024, you would be paying taxes in Minnesota.
Okay.
So, folks listening, if you want to know where that line is, that line changes every year with tax codes and everything else. But oftentimes when people are new to the area or they're trying to decide, do I live in North Dakota or Minnesota? And they're strictly looking at it from a dollars and cents standpoint. What you're going to find is that property taxes in North Dakota are traditionally higher than property taxes in Minnesota. Income taxes in North Dakota are traditionally lower than in Minnesota. And so that line that people have for household income is about $80,000 to $90,000 a year. If you're making over $90,000 a year as a household, it financially makes more sense to live on the North Dakota side of things. Now, I can tell you, North Dakota homes, Fargo versus Moorhead, a Fargo house and a West Fargo house is more expensive than a Moorhead house traditionally. and you then have special assessments and other things. So all these layers and levels to be said, don't just go about this with radio advice that you hear for 3 minutes. Like talk to a tax professional, talk to your realtor about your specific needs if finances are your biggest driving force in making a decision.
Very good. Mark, I appreciate the phone call. If you have a question, you still got time. Eric catches here until that 5 o'clock punch out. To get you that weather update from Too Tall Tom Szymanski, you can call 237-5948. You can text 35270. We'll come back with Eric Hatch right here on KFGO. Before I give the final stage to Eric Hatch, give you his final word of advice for the month, I do want to kick it back to the other Eric in the room. His name is Eric Johnson, producer of Afternoons Live. You got another road report.
Yeah, this caller was just past 25th Street westbound on I-94. Said on the westbound side, there's a car in the ditch. On the eastbound side, it looks like there was a little bit of a fender bender crash and a tow truck on scene tried to pull a car out. So it's going to be slow going. That's heading towards the, as we said, tri-level.
And that old loopy loop out there.
It's going to be tying things up for sure.
And that, how many times have I had to say the tri-level this last 2 weeks? Because we just continue to have crashes, accidents, people hitting the ditch right there. So be mindful. And again, broken record as much as it is, slow down, give yourself some more space. I know that getting to and from here the last few days at 5 o'clock's punch out has been aggravating for a lot of people. Impatient, I understand, but it's better to get there without a fender bender than to not. So if you have a report just like that, it's easy to get a hold of us and we'll get it out to these very same listeners as you. Eric Hatch is still in studio. We've got a few minutes for you to spread some words of wisdom for those buying and selling.
You know, I think a lot of people like to pay attention to the future and figure out what does that look like. I'll use a Miss Cleo reference. Do you remember Miss Cleo?
Yeah. We actually talked about Miss Cleo a couple of weeks ago, and it took me everything to not try
to not say
accent.
That call me now.
Because I figure if I tried the accent, I'm going to get in trouble.
Yep.
But yes, I do recall Miss Cleo. She made like $2,500 on that whole thing.
She made just $2,500 just per hour?
No, I think like she came in, did the ads, and made like $2,500.
Oh, okay.
She didn't see that one coming.
That's a great joke that I hope all of you are appreciating right now. So the call me now for your free reading. You can call me now for the future prediction of real estate. This has gone off the rails here.
You got to stop asking me questions, man.
It's so good. I'll just talk to myself here. It'll be much easier that way. Real estate 2022 had been, for all intents and purposes, if you're a realtor in 2022, this year was not as great as the last couple of years. When COVID hit in 2020, most realtors thought that the impending doom of all these other businesses were going to happen. And real estate was the exact opposite. And so many folks went for retail therapy. They took advantage of low interest rates. They stimulated the economy through buying and selling. And real estate was abundant. Well, 2022, a few months in, and especially in the Red River Valley, the faucet just turned off. Our market's down 15-ish percent. Wow. And that's comparing the number of sales this year to the number of sales last year. And at that same time, more realtors got into the business because of what appeared to be low-hanging fruit. And so this is not a prediction about realtors. This is a prediction about real estate. But what we know right now is that getting a guide for your buying and selling is more important now than ever before. I understand why in the last couple of years folks wanted to avoid any extra fees and just capitalize on an easier market. And so they would do things like for sale by owner and try to go on their own. But right now, if you're not teamed up with somebody who knows what the heck they're doing and is fully astute with today's market, because today's market is different than even yesterday's market, you're going to be leaving yourself in an uphill battle. It's going to be exceedingly difficult to find your wins if you don't have the right guide. We're seeing, my guess is about 30% of realtors drop in the next 6 months out of the industry. And so we were having a conversation off air, and Eric, our producer, had said, is it true that I heard that most of the business is done by just a few people? And I said, yeah, it's like 90-10. Like 90% of the business is done by about 10% of the realtors. Maybe it's 80-20, but I think 90-10 is probably a little more true. And half the people that have their real estate license have never sold a house before. And so with those folks as guides, make sure you get the right guide. As for jumping into the market and seeing what 2023 is going to bring, I'm going to tell you that interest rates, I've heard that they're going to stay the same. I've heard they're going to go up. I've heard they're going to go down. If you buy today, Tyler, and interest rates go up, you won. You did. You won because you're never going to see a rate like that in this next extended period of time. If you buy today and rates stay the same, well, you get today's price instead of tomorrow's more inflated price. And then if you buy today and interest rates drop, and I pray that they will, but if interest rates drop, people can massively capitalize on that by refinancing. And so you can kind of, you can set yourself up for the win and not like, don't wait for the sunshine of tomorrow, jump on the opportunity of today. And then if the new opportunity shows itself of a lower rate, either trade your house and get something else or simply refinance. Nice. So whatever 2023 brings, regardless of it, I tell you not to do cause for pause and jump on the opportunity that's there right now.
Very good. Eric, it's always fun.
Yeah, buddy.
Have a Merry Christmas. Well, and Happy New Year.
Same to you. Thanks. Yeah. We'll
chat with you again.
You're the first person to say Happy New Year. That felt so special.
Oh, well, good. Nice. I came out on top as far as our closing. Got off to a rocky start, but we got there.
Well, I'll catch you on the flippity flip.
Flippity flip. Do the loop-de-loop. Take your time out there. Eric Katch, every second Wednesday or a Wednesday of the month, we get you at Keeping It Real. Folks, this is it for me today. I'm Tyler Axis, your host here on Afternoons Live. Tomorrow's Thursday, Audibles, The Meat Dude, and so much more. You drive safely and you take care of yourself. I'll check in tomorrow right here on KFGO. Feeling a young girl's heart.